We're about to do an exercise called loving-kindness meditation, which is thousands of years old. It's a very good exercise because it develops compassion, self-compassion, and forgiveness all in one meditation. So, making yourself comfortable, ideally in a sitting position, with your back straight and your feet resting firmly on the floor, is taking a moment to feel the flow of gravity flowing from your head down your spine and into your feet. Taking a moment to either close your eyes or fix on a spot, whichever you prefer. And take a few slow, deep breaths, really focusing on emptying your lungs, pushing all the air out of your lungs, and then allowing them to fill by themselves from the bottom upwards. And just take a moment to notice what you can hear. Notice what you can smell or taste, if anything, or just the sensations in your nose or mouth. Whether your eyes are open or closed, notice what you can see. Notice how you're breathing. And let your breathing find its own natural rate and rhythm now. There's no need to keep controlling it. Notice what thoughts you're having, if any. Notice what you're feeling in your body. Notice what you're touching. Notice what you're doing. So there's a part of you in there that notices everything. A part that notices everything that you can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, think, feel, or do in any moment. And I'd like you to use that part of you now to notice what is happening in the heart region of your body. Focus a curious, open attention on the center of your chest and to the left of your chest. And really notice what is happening in that part of your body. And see if you can get a sense of somehow opening up in this area as you breathe into the heart region. See if you can get a sense of softening up, loosening up. However you make sense of that instruction is just fine. Sense of just opening up in that region, in that space around the heart. Now take a moment to bring to mind an image or a memory of somebody that has at some point in your life been a source of great love or kindness. This person may be living or dead, somebody that has at some point reached out to you with love, with kindness, with compassion, with caring. If by any chance there has never been anybody like that in your life, you could instead perhaps use a religious figure, someone like Jesus or Buddha, or an imaginary figure of some sort, that the sort of person you would have liked to have reached out with love and kindness. And make this image or memory as vivid as possible in your mind. See if you can get a clear picture of this person, what they look like and what they sound like as they reach out to you with warmth and caring and compassion. And take a moment to reflect what it is like to be on the receiving end of warmth and love and kindness. What is it like to receive that? Now, holding the image of this person in your mind, see if you can radiate your own love and kindness from your own heart outwards towards this person. Again, however you make sense of that instruction is just fine. You might imagine something, you might feel something, you might visualize something. Doesn't really matter, just some sense of sending out warmth and kindness to this person. And silently repeat these words, directing them towards this person. Even if this person is no longer alive, say these words as if they are still alive today. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you experience love. May you experience kindness. May your life be rich, full, and meaningful. Now bring to mind an image of yourself struggling or suffering, whatever it is that you are struggling with or suffering with in your life today, whatever the nature of your reality gap. Bring to mind an image that somehow represents that. An image of you in pain, struggling. And see if you can now radiate this same sense of warmth and love to yourself, directing it towards this image. Again, you may not be able to do this, but just give it a go. It's the intention that counts. Certainly, if you find this very hard to do initially, upon repetition, you'll find it gets easier. So opening your heart and sending the same warmth and caring to yourself. And silently repeat these words, giving them as much meaning as you possibly can. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I experience love. May I experience kindness. May my life be rich, full, and meaningful. Now bring to mind an image of someone for whom you play the role of caregiver, somebody you look after, take care of, or nurture in some way. Bring to mind an image of this person, make it as vivid as possible. And once again, open your heart and radiate warmth and love to this person you look after. And silently repeat these words with as much meaning as you can infuse them, directing them towards this person. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you experience love. May you experience kindness. May your life be rich, full, and meaningful. Now bring to mind somebody who is neutral in your life, someone for whom you have no strong feelings one way or the other. This might be someone who works in your local supermarket, might be a neighbor who lives in your street or someone who works in your office. Bring to mind an image of this neutral person, and see if you can open your heart and radiate warmth and kindness to this neutral person. Just give it a go. If you can't do it, it doesn't matter. It's the intention that counts. And radiating that warmth and kindness to this neutral person, repeat these words. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you experience love. May you experience kindness. May your life be rich, full, and meaningful. Now bring to mind somebody whom you find a little difficult. Do not pick the most difficult person in your life, but over time you can progressively pick more challenging people. But for now, start with someone who you find a little bit difficult, someone who pushes your buttons, someone that brings up some stress or anxiety or irritation for you. And take a moment, once you have an image of this person in your head, take a moment to reflect that, like it or not, you have a lot in common with this human being. That this person, just like you, gets pushed around by his or her thoughts and feelings, acts in self-defeating ways, loses touch with his or her core values. And I can't guarantee this for every single person out there, but for the vast majority of you, I can pretty much guarantee that when this person is doing the things that you find most difficult, they are not deliberately trying to make your life hard. Keep in mind that you too push the buttons of other people in your life. You too get pushed around by your thoughts and feelings and act in ways that are far removed from your core values. So you actually have a lot in common with this person that you find difficult. So give this part of the meditation a go. Again, it doesn't matter if you can't do it, it's the intention that really counts. Holding an image of this person in your head, silently repeat these words, radiating as much warmth and kindness to this person as you possibly can. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you experience love. May you experience kindness. May your life be rich, full, and meaningful. Finally, bring to mind a sense of every human being on the planet. You may have an image that goes with this, or you may just have a picture of the world in your head, or it may just be some sort of abstract sense, but a sense of all living beings. And see if you can now open your heart and radiate warmth and kindness to everybody on the planet. And silently repeat these words, directing them towards all human beings. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you experience love. May you experience kindness. May your life be rich, full, and meaningful. Once again, taking a moment to just notice what you're thinking, feeling, and doing. And slowly re-engaging with the world around you, opening your eyes and ears, looking around the room, noticing what you can see and hear. Have a stretch. Notice yourself stretching. Gently rise to your feet. Have another really good stretch and engage with the whole world. Bring up the lights on the whole stage show. Notice what you can see and hear, touch and taste and smell. Notice what you're thinking and feeling. Notice there's a part of you in there that can notice everything else. Engaging with the world and taking that sense of compassion for yourself and compassion for others out into the world.